This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Last October, news of the discovery of a limestone box with possible links to the brother of Jesus Christ created a huge stir. It was heralded as potentially the oldest reference to Jesus ever found by archaeologists and one of the most important Christian archaeological discoveries of this century. But now the Israeli Antiquities Authority has ruled it was a fake. Another Jewish artifact was also ruled a forgery. The Israeli owner of the pieces says the Antiquities Authority is wrong. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Almost a year ago, the archaeological world was stunned by the sudden appearance of an ancient stone burial box known as an ossuary with an inscription in ancient Hebrew, the language spoken in the Holy Land 2,000 years ago. The inscription reads, "James, son of Joseph, brother of Jesus." Some scholars said the box provided concrete evidence of the existence of Jesus. But Dr. Uzi Dahari, the deputy director of the Israel Antiquities Authority, told a news conference in Jerusalem that the inscription is a fake. He said it was added to the burial box within the past few decades. In addition, he said, the patina, the chemical film on top of the inscription, was man-made.
Patina of this kind could never have been formed naturally in the Jerusalem area during the last 3,000 years.
The owner of the ossuary is an Israeli antiquities collector, Oded Golan, who said he bought the burial box from a dealer in Jerusalem's old city in the mid-1970s. He said he had kept it for almost three decades, not realizing its significance, until he showed it to a Semitic linguistics expert who told him the find was invaluable. Golan says he's sure that the experts who ruled the ossuary's inscription a fake are mistaken, and he says he is putting together another committee to study the artifact.
I'm confident that the ossuary and its inscriptions are both authentic. And as you probably know, I am a collector, not a dealer, and I have never offered the ossuary for sale. It is with me for more than 25 years. So I'm confident about the ossuary.
The burial box made headlines last year when it cracked en route from Israel to the Ontario Museum in Canada. Golan says a change in temperature in the plane apparently made an ancient crack much larger. The Antiquities Authority began its investigation after another of Golan's artifacts was ruled a forgery. It is a stone tablet that describes repairs on the first temple ordered by King Joash, who ruled this region in the 9th century BC. If genuine, it would have provided the first solid archaeological evidence for Israel's claim to the holy site that Jews call the Temple Mount and Muslims the Noble Sanctuary. But Professor Avigdor Horowitz, a biblical expert at Hebrew University, says the 16-line inscription is riddled with mistakes.
In other words, the person who wrote the inscription is a person who thought in modern Hebrew. A person who thought in ancient Hebrew would have thought that the inscription was ridiculous in content.
Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.